If you can't get out of check, what is that called?
Checkmate.
So, you understand that concept, Mike?
In the basement of DeKalb's public library, Deron Brown is wearing a white dress shirt and baby blue striped tie. He's Mr. Brown for the dozen or so preteen kids who are part of the club. It's not all serious, though. There are pizza boxes and scattered chess pieces around the room. And near the end of their session, he senses their unbridled energy and tells the kids to brainstorm what snack they want for their next meeting. They huddle around a dry erase board and take an informal poll between ice cream sandwiches or ice cream cake.
Mr. Brown,
why?
Yes, he voted for ice cream cake.
It's too late.
The person
you get ice cream
sandwiches.
No. You get ice cream sandwiches, bro.
No.
It really don't matter.
Why you got such expensive taste?
Why chess?
I play chess from the very beginning of, I can remember since like second grade, and it allowed me to do stuff that other things didn't allow me to do it at such a young age. I went to local, state, national tournaments. I've been over 100 tournaments. And it's not all chess either, 24/7. So when you go to those places, you visit California, you go to Florida, you go to Disney World, you go to Arizona, you go to Game Zone, stuff like that. Just do different type of things. Go-kart racing, like just a lot of fun things. And it was just a way for me to see the world at a young age. So I feel like I have a really special group here that I can do the same with, and that could possibly grow to something really big.
Did you have the same coach as you were going through the system?
No. When I first started off, I learned from my younger brother, which is funny, because we started at such a young age, my younger brother taught me. I think that's one of the best things you can do is learn from peers instead of a coach, because peers make it seem a little more fun. And the coaches I had, though, that really stuck out, you know, the late and great Mr. Harold Steen, he's a guy who really took me to another level. So he was a guy that was really a big influence on it. Then you have Dr. Grimes, who, you know, just was always that person for the city of Detroit, for the whole chess community. And you have Mr. Fight come up, and then Mr. Lacey. It's just a bunch of guys. Like, chess is a one big community, and they all come together and, you know, willing to teach us the game and teach us to go further.
I couldn't help but notice that people call you Mr. Brown.
Yes.
So you're a mister now.
Yeah, I got to be a mister, you know, to the kids. Just a matter of respect and things of that sort. You know, just teaching them how to respect an adult. Yeah, that's why I am. I am adult, you know. So it's more than a chess program. It's a mentoring program as well. So that's why I use the name Mr. Brown with them. I have to be Mr. Brown.
As far as the mechanics of playing, how do you kind of build kids up to who might be coming in from different ability levels?
Right. You start from base with everybody. So you just start with, see what they know, because a lot of them come in because they have a little knowledge, prior knowledge of it. And from that point, just expanding their mind, getting them to see chess in a way they haven't seen it, do different games within the games. Some days it's puzzle days. You come in, they have to learn puzzles and solve the puzzles. Some days, I challenge them to be quiet. Like today was the first day that it was quiet, like no talking, serious tournament environment. I challenge them in ways of, I just do different incentives. When I do incentives, they really tuck to that as well, because, you know, they like to be rewarded for what they're doing, so I just do different things with them.
You're competing with Minecraft, Fortnite. How do you make chess relevant to preteens?
Right. So like I said, you build that relationship with them. You make it more than a chess club. You know what I'm saying? So you don't make it a job. They see it as fun. They come here. They're provided with food, drinks. We talk for the first 30 minutes. We don't even play chess. You know, some days they come in, we played games in here where we just played stuff like that, where they didn't touch chessboard. Last week we went to Hopkins Pool, you know, all that. So just providing for them something they probably haven't been provided with is different.
How did you mentioned Detroit, how did you end up in Northern Illinois?
I came to Northern Illinois on a full scholarship for football. So that's how I ended up here in DeKalb. I was offered a full scholarship here to play football, and I took it. So it was kind of, the city grew on me, so.
And you've since graduated?
Yes. I graduated in December 2016.
And so what keeps you here?
The environment. I mean, I love it. I don't want to go back to Detroit. I don't have a desire to, so I just want to stick around there in that way.
What's the next stop as far as getting these kids here into the tournament life?
The next stop as far as that is just getting them to take it serious on another note. Like, that's why we did what we did today. So it's getting them to take it serious and realize that it's fun to win. It's fun to go travel. It's fun to go to tournaments. You know, it's a different aspect outside of the club or the program. So just getting them to take it a little more serious, which they are. They are taking it more serious. Getting them to understand what notation is and stuff like that.
They're still kids. So how do you kind of, have you been surprised by, do they ask you kind of life questions?
That's the beauty of it. Chess is life. And it really is. You know, so when I preach in chess, I preach in life. The slogan that we go with is every move matters. I say that every day. That's good in chess and especially in life. I've always had that support. And I think that's why I've been successful in the path I've been on. But I've also seen some ones who hasn't had the support that I have and not be as successful, you know. So for me, it's more of wanting to see the kids succeed and wanting to see them grow and help them become better people.